Okay, guys, you ready?
Are you ready?
Welcome to the Black and Unlimited series. Exclusive interviews with the founders, influencers, and creators behind Black-led brands. Uniting likeness and embracing uniqueness. This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
All right, with us today, we've got the founder of Midwest Kids Fashion, a visionary, a full-time designer dad. Ladies and gentlemen, Daryl Brown in the house. Thanks so much for coming today. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I've got the one, the only, Dee Charlemagne. She is director of cultural strategy here at Walmart.
Yeah.
Thanks for being with me. You're going to be like my co-host.
I love it.
Let's just jump right into it, y'all. All right. So we've got a great partnership going on, yep. Walmart with Midwest Kids. Daryl, you know, talk to us about the collaboration with Walmart. What makes the collection, you know, so surreal for you?
Because you said it's Walmart. It sounds cliche, but it's like a dream come true in a lot of ways. As a kid growing up, be able to collaborate with such a huge heritage brand like Walmart, it's a dream come true and an inspiring in a lot of ways because it shows the possibilities of where our brand can go one day.
For sure. So off the air, we were talking about you live in Cleveland. Yep. I actually am from near Erie, Pennsylvania. Yep. So we're kind of like, you know.
Neighbors.
Neighbors, sure. Right? So tell me what it was like growing up in the Ohio area, and then you moved from the Toledo area to Cleveland. Tell me about that experience and kind of maybe how that even played into your line and who you are today.
An even longer journey. Yeah. That's the whole journey.
Yeah, growing up in the Midwest, it's like middle America, real blue collar. You got the auto industry, you got the factories, different factories. And Toledo, Ohio is where the first Jeep factory started at. It's where the Wrangler originated at. Mm-hmm. You kind of grew up working in the auto industry. My dad worked for Chrysler for 30 years. My mother works in housekeeping for Toledo Hospital. I kind of like dibbled and dabbled at working different blue collar jobs. I was an engineer conductor for Norfolk Southern Railroad, worked on the assembly line, worked in different steel mills until I found my passion in fashion. And then I moved away and I lived in New York for 10 years. Los Angeles for 4.5 years, and then I just relocated back to the Midwest, to Ohio, like a little over 2 years ago now.
Yep. All right. At what age did you say, I want to be a fashion designer?
I was 22. I'm a late bloomer. I went to college on a track scholarship, so I thought I was going to be like a professional track and field athlete. I thought I was going to the Olympics. Like, that was like my dream. Like, track and field was like my first love. Fashion was something I never ever thought was like attainable. I started like styling, like doing wardrobe for different people, like different athletes, and they would be like out in the world and be calling back home and be like, man, you should be a stylist. And I was like, what's a stylist? And it was like, it's the person that does everybody's wardrobe. And it just blew my mind. I never knew something like that existed.
Mm-hmm.
From that moment, it's like I never looked back. I just jumped. Lead me to the whale and I jumped in the water.
That's cool. Like, that's literally really cool. What makes you tick? What's the thing? You know, what's your hobbies outside of this whole fashion thing?
I'm like a visual creature. So I'm like always watching something, from documentaries to shows. I love old movies too. So like I always say, like, movies before the green screen, before like CGI. So I love where you can kind of notice the stuntman a little bit. Sure. I love learning stuff. So I'm all about like feeding my brain. Like, I love history. Like, it's nothing to see me like watching, like being stuck on YouTube for like hours and I'm just like going running down rabbit holes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, just hanging out with my family. Like, I'm a big family guy. So my own little small family I just started, and then my actual like family.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So what are your favorite memories of Walmart growing up?
I don't have any like standout memories in Walmart because, again, like Walmart is just like an effortless part of your life. You may visit it like 3 or 4 times a week, maybe 20 times a month without even realizing it. It's kind of like a thing that you take for granted, but not taking for granted in the literal. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you go into a Walmart. I've been to Walmart so many times in my life, like to the point that I never thought that one particular time would stand out. Or it's like, I'm at Walmart. It's like, you know, it's like a way of life. But when I was younger in like high school and stuff, like some of the super centers that stay open 24 hours.
Yep.
We were just like high schoolers, like hang out. I'll be riding the bikes down the aisle at 2 o'clock in the morning. Like, you know what I mean? Like, or me and all my friends coming to get to the cashier, and we just got like juice and tons of snacks. And like the clerk is looking at us like, what are you doing? We're like 15, 16 years old.
Yep.
Stuff like that. But yeah, other than that, it's just a way of life. Like, I literally just went to Walmart yesterday before we left to come here, just out grocery shopping, not even like thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then me and my lady, when we were leaving, we was just like, took a second to just chuckle to ourselves. Like, life is wild. Like, I'll never be able to look at Walmart the same, like, after the things that have transpired over the past few months.
Black and Unlimited on the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Where did Midwest kids start? Like, I think people listening might not know.
I noticed that it was like a trend that, like, we would travel around the world and so many friends or people I come in contact with would take pride in where they were from, like East Coast, West Coast, down south. Like, for example, D, you see, she was like, I'm from New York.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
Like, it didn't take long to say that.
Yeah, like, don't get it. Like, you know, like, right. I'm from New York. Uh-huh. So I kind of wanted to present something like from Middle America, you know, that may not be from necessarily Detroit or Chicago, but just Middle America, the Midwest, to kind of have something to have some pride in, because we have amazing athletes and entertainers that are being produced, but just overall good people. So I kind of wanted to create a brand that's genreless, statusless, ageless, that just becomes like a household name for people from the Midwest to kind of take pride in. And we just turned 5 in December, 5 years old. And yeah, we've been blessed to do some amazing things, like partnership with Walmart.
Love that. So what's the meaning of the collection, really? Like, let's get down to the grassroots of it.
I feel like the meaning of the collection is just what it says, planting seeds and give it flowers. Mm-hmm. And whatever, it's like listening to your favorite song. Like, that artist may have meant one thing by the song, but you took it and it meant whatever it meant for you. So planting seeds, giving flowers, you can kind of take that and run with it. But for us, it's just like believing in others, you know, helping others. Like, people want to be told, like, you're doing a good job, I'm proud of you, like, keep going, you know, especially in today's time where it's like things are tough right now. So just planting seeds and giving flowers, I feel like that's what Walmart has did with me. Like, you know, they're such a huge brand. They planted seeds. They gave a younger brand like Midwest Kids my flowers. And then in return, I was able to reciprocate that and go out into my community and bless some others by giving them flowers and planting seeds. And I feel like this release that we did, it did amazing, and it planted a lot of seeds. A lot of people have their eyes on, like, what we did here. I feel like a lot of things are going to grow post this release, for sure.
What's been the reaction? Came out on MLK Day. We're starting Black History Month today. What's been the reaction?
It's been crazy. So we sold out online in like 6 hours.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if this is correct, but I want to go. I don't think Walmart ever had anything in apparel move like that before.
Hey, let's go.
You know? You invent your own statistics. I have no idea. You know.
We have no idea. This is not factual, but I'm just going to go on a limb.
I mean, 97.7% of statistics are made up on the spot. I just made that up. So.
Yeah, so the collection sold out online in like the first 6 hours. It started selling out in stores like all over, like even before Walmart was able to like fully display it, it was gone. Like, wow. You know what I mean? And then that's the thing, like, it's not just Midwest stores. It was stores all throughout the country, because Midwest kids are everywhere. You got Midwest kids in Texas, Midwest kids in Atlanta, Midwest kids in Tennessee, Maryland, Florida. Like, I'm getting tagged from like all these places.
That's awesome.
Like, I found it. It's like the Willy Wonka and the golden ticket. Like, right? I found it. Like, you may have 5 Walmarts in your city and maybe 1 or 2 might have it. You just got to go like on a hunt, you know, and which is, it kind of gave like a interactive experience. Once online was sold, it made you have to go out to the store. You know, you felt like you were like on the hunt for something.
Mm-hmm.
Very affordable and accessible. I thought this was so cool, like how your status or your money didn't necessarily mean anything with this collection. Like, you could have all the money and all the cool factor in the world, you just didn't have, you had no way of getting to it, you know what I mean? But we made it very accessible and we made it very affordable. And I love Walmart for that, because most brands, Walmart could have been like, oh yeah, we're doing this with Midwest Kids, we're gonna make this $150, we're gonna make this. But we took it and made it way more accessible for people at a very comfortable price point. That was like amazing for me. Like, Walmart let me come in you guys' arena and play on you guys' stage. Yeah, I'm forever grateful for that, for sure.
Talk about the line a little bit. It's not just t-shirts. It's not just hoodies.
Yeah, so we got a varsity jacket and a bucket hat that we dropped exclusively with Network through their channels and stuff like that, which was super cool because Network.
What is Network?
Network is like a shooting star. They're like a huge media. It's like if...
It's like Drop Culture Live.
Yeah, yeah, they're a huge media. They're clicking on Austin. I call them like a shooting star because it's like every time I turn around, it's something like they're doing that was totally different from the last thing that they did or whatever. So they're a shooting star. We did like a super exclusive varsity jacket that D is wearing right now and a bucket hat with them. And then for Walmart, we did t-shirts, sweatpants, and a hoodie. really good quality. I actually got like compliments in the airport today, like about this. I was like, wow, okay. Pretty
it's cool. Really cool. Thank you. I like it a lot.
Black and Unlimited on the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Who was your like inspiration maybe for this line, or maybe just an inspiration growing up?
My parents. They're my muses. Like my mother, she'd be fresh to death. My mother get fly. My dad, he's a factory guy, ex-military. So he's like very like, I call him like a man's man. He's like, I'm not wearing that football jersey. I'm not wearing another man's name on my back. He's like very like that, but still like super cool and chill. But he's like very like that. My mom is like super sporty. She's fly. Like still to this day, she's 56 years old. She'll be like telling me what Jordans are coming out. Like,
wow.
And when like the Jordans that she got were like sending me a picture of her different like outfits and stuff like that. So
okay.
I always pull like natural style, like inspiration and stuff like that from my parents. But growing up in middle America, fashion dreams are just something that's not really like attainable. You don't really think that it means anything. It wasn't until like later on in life that how they say hindsight is like 2020, I was able to look back in hindsight like, wow, like, okay. So these steps were already like laid out. I just wasn't like picking up on them.
Talk to us about the actual process of designing this collection. It was an interesting time.
Yeah,
in your life, so.
So my lady, Destiny Rodriguez, she did all the graphics. She did all the artwork, everything you see. And she did it all while she was 9 months pregnant.
Oh, wow.
Like literally like everything, the flowers, everything. And then even like 3 days after we had the baby, like making revisions, making changes.
Wow.
And stuff like that. And my lady is like my art director for both of my brands. We moved together like a solid team, like for sure. And Walmart or Network, they didn't know any of this until like after the fact. You know, you have like three huge brands. We all have different visions. We're trying to bring all these teams together and work as one in a short period of time because we have deadlines that we have to make. It was some wrinkles that we had to like iron out and stuff like that. And it wasn't until at the end that I told them. It was weird because I felt bad a little bit. Like I didn't want to tell. I was nervous.
I made my wife work. It's crazy. I was 9 months pregnant to put this line together.
I was nervous. Yeah. I was nervous, like, to tell Walmart the situation that I was in because I thought they would be like, oh, yeah, well, we'll come back to you. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I was just like, I don't want to lose this opportunity. And my lady was like, I'm locked in. Like, we're good. Like, don't worry.
That's awesome.
Then after the fact, I told them, and they're like, what? Like,
how? Right?
Yeah. So it's a blessing. It's like, so many different full circle moments, like as far as like every single person, all the way to the photographers. You know, like I said, the journey makes the story better for sure.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Walmart is highlighting Black owned brands, Black owned businesses, founders like yourself. What does Black and Unlimited mean to you?
I feel like I'm Black and Unlimited every day. I feel like this me sitting right here with you discussing this whole campaign, that's Black and Unlimited. This is a really dope opportunity. And on top of that, we're speaking in past tense. We already smashed the campaign.
Like, mm-hmm.
Me and D aren't here to sell the campaign. We've already sold it. So sure. It's like a victory lap right now.
What do you want to say to other Black-owned businesses out there that are trying to do the same thing that you're doing?
It sounds cliche, but just keep going. You can work your whole life just for a person to feel like you made it overnight. You get what I mean? So mm-hmm. It's like just the journey makes the story better. Don't worry about what's to the left or the right of you. Just as long as your heart is in the right place and your talent is real and you are really, truly working at your goals, working at what you're trying to get, eventually you're going to get there. You know, you can't be worried about, oh, this guy or this person or this entity, they're doing this, why I'm not doing that. To be sitting in this seat right here that I'm in now, it's like I had to take a journey to get here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That I know a lot of people turned around on this journey and gave up and quit. You know, we all see it every day, you know. So to be sitting here right now is a testament of the hard work that we put in, because Walmart or Network, they went, yeah, I'm a nice guy and all that, but they don't care. Like, they wouldn't have reached out to me if they didn't see, you know, all the hard work that me and my team have been putting in over the years and stuff like that. So I feel like if anything, this is like a way of giving flowers, like a testimony, like, yeah, we see you, we love what you're doing, like, come with us, like, we can help you make it bigger.
What's some tactical advice? Like, are there things in your routine that you're doing constantly day to day? You can give that high level advice, but I think a lot of entrepreneurs and
I battle with like mental health stuff, imposter syndrome, anxiety, you know, feeling like overwhelmed, but in a good way sometimes. You know, it's like I always tell people, like, when it rains, it pours. It's not just meant to be in a negative way. It can mean in a positive way too. You just got to be ready, you know. So I'm a gymmer. Like, I go to the gym every morning. That's kind of like my therapy session. Like, I always feel different walking across the parking lot after I left the gym. I can kind of like clear my thoughts. You know, I'm sure both of you, you wake up and it's like email city.
Oh, yeah.
Email, 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 email. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then you have like what your itinerary is today. Plus, you got deadlines and you got this. And you're trying to like micromanage and processing what to delegate and what not to delegate. Like, no day is ever the same for me. It's just like, I try not to take stuff personal. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's one of the biggest. It's hard for me, though, because this is my baby.
Sure.
Like, you know what I mean? But I try not to take stuff personal and just move with intention. Like, I try to be present in the moment. I'm always like, what's next? What's next? Like, for example, this Walmart drop, I was like, I'm going to try to stay present in this moment and just absorb everything instead of instantly looking to, like, what's next? So, yeah, like, I'm always having, like, reaffirming conversations with myself. And then I thank God that I have, like, a pretty good support group around me because I lean on them. Like, I'll call up my friends some days just to, like, vent. You just need a fresh set of eyes, a fresh voice, like, on the situation. You know what I mean? And I'm a Cancer. So I'm like very passionate. I'm very passionate and emotional, and I like overthink. I'm probably gonna rethink everything about this trip. Overload tonight, like and that's not necessarily in a good or bad way. It just it can get you worked up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like it's just a process for sure. I'm a whip. I'm a work in progress.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a Pisces. And I overthink too, so I totally understand. I get it.
Black and Unlimited on the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
All right, let's have a little bit of fun as we wrap things up. You go to a Walmart or a Sam's Club. Three items that are going to be in Daryl Brown's carts. What are they?
Ooh, that's a good question. I go to Sam's Club. Three items. I'm going to get some Simply Lemonade. And the last two things I've been getting for lately is Enfamil and dog food.
Okay, all right. That's right. I forgot about the wife. Yeah. How old is your child now?
He's 5 months.
Okay.
He just turned five months on the 25th.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Daryl Brown.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
This is super cool.
And that's a wrap. Listen live at home or on the go at walmartworld.com. And check out more stories by following us on social at Walmart World. Thanks for tuning in to the Black and Unlimited series on the Walmart World Radio Podcast. The Walmart World Radio Podcast.